All right, we are here with Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. And again, this is all about helping you get a cure when it comes to that dreaded disease. And there is hope. So if it's you or someone you know, please remind them you can get more information at marydanstin.com. They are located Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia. The first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. 724-940-9000. We have a great testimonial coming up in just a little bit, but we're going to begin by just simply getting caught up with the doctor, and we're going to find out what's going on. So hope continues to ring eternal, and the news just continues to get better. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yeah, it's been wonderful. This, summertime, people are wanting to get out and do the things that they want to do, but sometimes this peripheral neuropathy will stop them from doing that. So makes them want to take a little bit more immediate action than seeing how it's going to go. So we have been really busy, which means we've been seeing a lot of patients. And with that said, we've been able to help a lot of people. We were talking about how many people that have been coming. We have 8 offices, and I mean, every day we're seeing new people. But that just brings us to the point that how many people suffer with this? I mean, there are... they say it's about 10% of Americans are suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Now, that's like anywhere from 25 to 30 million people suffering with neuropathy, and it's not getting any better anytime quick. And every day our phones just ring and ring and ring because these people are looking for a solution. Unfortunately, the medical model has one solution, and that's medication to try to dim it down. But with neuropathy, one of my biggest shockers is it's a progressive disease. It's one of those things that once you start to get it, it's going to get worse and it's going to get worse. And it's just a matter of how fast, and it's a matter of what's causing it. But inevitably, it steals lives. And that's one of my biggest shockers is listening to somebody tell their story, being able to listen to how it's stolen their life, just to be able to get up and walk from the couch to the kitchen, or be able to walk and cut the grass or do gardening. And it steals their life. It steals everything from them. And I couldn't imagine it. I listen to their story, Rob, but whenever I put myself in their shoes, no pun intended, and just think if that's how I had to live my life, I couldn't imagine it. Like at the beginning, and if I tell you one thing today, catch it early. It's an easier case, and it won't take you down a long road of testing and stuff like that, and it won't get worse on you, and it's an easier case. But when it gets worse, and just to be able to sit there and not be able to sleep and not be able to be mobile, and I put myself in that, and to know that in the general medical model, they give you really no hope. They actually tell you you're going to have to live with it, and you might end up in a wheelchair, you might end up losing a leg, and here's medication to deal with the symptoms in the meantime, and that's what they're given. And if I was dealt that, man, I'd be a different person.
Listen, we've been talking about this big story today of this young man from Pittsburgh who graduated from Central Catholic, now goes to Ohio State. He's playing in the U.S. Amateur Golf Championship, and if he wins today against this young man from Alabama, this Nick Dunlap, he becomes the first golfer since Arnold Palmer won it in 1954. So this is huge. But I'm thinking about all the people that love to play golf, okay? Mm-hmm. Many people who right now on a Sunday, it's been golf for 10, 20 years. They're going to be watching this young man, and maybe they're not able to play golf now because they're dealing with neuropathy. Mm-hmm. So you not only snatch their day-to-day activities, but you take away their favorite hobby that gave them the ability to escape the world for 4 hours on a Sunday so they could put up with all the other stuff throughout the week. So this has really stopped people in their tracks. And when people don't get motivated and go out and walk 18 holes of golf or cut their grass or do yard work or take the grandkids for a walk, atrophy sets in. And if you don't keep moving, the older you get, and I know firsthand, that's not a good thing. So this is really the overall effect, other than just that dreaded disease that's neuropathy. This can really destroy your overall health in a big way by not being able to move.
Yeah, well, mobility is definitely, you got to keep the blood flowing, that's for sure. That's one of the things when people come to the office is, the first visit that we offer for free is the most important visit. That's where we get to determine whether you're a candidate or not. If you are not a candidate, we don't get you involved in the program. We'll try to point you in a good direction. But if you are a candidate, most everybody that is a qualified candidate will get anywhere from 50 to 100% better. And then we could teach you how to maintain that for the rest of your life, which is huge. You know, if you're young, you're 50s, 60s, 70s, even 80s, whatever. I mean, just to know that you don't have to go the rest of your life watching this get worse.
This is what I want you all to do. If you think you're in the early stages of it, or you know you have neuropathy, I want you to right now call this number, leave your name and number, first and last name, and your phone number. They will get back to you. Here's that number, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. One of the things, Doc, we don't talk enough about, what are some of the early symptoms? So people who may now say, I have an idea, this is maybe what I'm dealing with. So what are some of the very first things you notice with neuropathy?
Sure. Well, diving into what neuropathy is the death and destruction of a nerve. But when you add that peripheral to it, peripheral is the end. So it's the ends, the toes, the hands, the fingers, feet. But then when those nerves get damaged, generally it's more in the feet than it is in the hands, but it starts in the tips. Your toes will start to feel a little numb. Maybe it's one foot, then it'll bounce to the other, and those toes feel numb, maybe a little tingly, and maybe swollen or fat, and they're not moving like they used to. And then it'll start to work its way back. Peripheral neuropathy works its way from the toes all the way up until the knees. And then it'll start to get the other ones. I call it the a la carte symptoms because some people don't get them. Mm-hmm. But it'll start to roll into a hot feeling or a burning sensation. And then maybe it's cold. And then you get the little stinging. Maybe it's electric shock. And a lot of times people come in and say, man, at night, that's when it's talking to me. That's whenever the symptoms really rise. And just like you said earlier, you know, keeping mobile is keeping that blood flowing. And that's what happens when you sit down. Your blood pressure your blood flow slows down, so you're not getting enough oxygen and nutrients down to those feet. So your symptoms definitely elevate. Then all of a sudden, here comes sleep. You want to go to bed, and then it really slows down, and then the symptoms really kick in, and now you're having trouble sleeping. I mean, the stories I hear of, like, people going to bed and they have trouble falling asleep, and then once they finally do, all of a sudden this electric shock hits their foot and wakes them up, or a cramp hits them and wakes them up, and they got to get up, and they got to pace the floor for a half hour, an hour, sometimes 3 hours till it settles down just to fight the battle again. And then finally you wake up exhausted and say, I'm just going to get up. And then you live the rest of your day exhausted.
So a gentleman told me one day, enjoys the show, talked about how you helped him. He said he didn't realize. So one day he kept pounding his foot on the floor thinking, I got to get my shoe on. I got to get out of here. I got to go to work. And after about the 10th time of slamming his foot on the ground, he looked down and his shoe was already on.
Right.
So I'm just saying that's the kind of numbing of the senses that neuropathy can cause. Mm-hmm. I mean, so this is really big picture. The sooner you get in, mm-hmm. the better you're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had a gentleman come in and he's newer at it. And, you know, we use a lot of different technologies, but one of the most important ones that we use is called low level light therapy. And we have the most powerful lights on the market. We're the only ones here in Pittsburgh that actually have them. And we had a gentleman start the program, and you know, you kind of look at these lights and they light up and it looks like you got Christmas trees on your feet, you know, Christmas lights on your feet. And you just got to be skeptical. I mean, I was in 2013 when I started this, I never thought this would work. But it's proven me wrong. We've seen close to 12,000 patients. But this guy in 1 week came in and he couldn't stop talking. He's like, I cannot believe the difference. But he caught it early. That's why it was such a dramatic change.
Two people in one day I ran into that I didn't even know they were going to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how are you? Well, other than this neuropathy, but I found some hope. So that just goes to show you. I visit two people that have no idea that we even know each other, yeah. And they have found success with you. So it's working. Keep it up. Here we go. If you're one of them, call that number, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, marydansden.com, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia. And remember that first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. You have nothing to lose but that neuropathy. So make the call. Do it now. 724-940-9000. Dr. Sean Ritchie and Rob. This is the Tri-State Neuropathy Center's Sunday edition of Pittsburgh Works on KDKA. I was saying the other day, maybe it's time for me, Dr. Sean Ritchie, to get the lighted walking boots again that really helped me. Can you have, if you don't go through treatment a couple of years, can you kind of get some twinges of it appearing sometimes? Because I thought so, but I wanted to ask you, because I know I'm not the only one. So can you be a year out and maybe start to get some of the early symptoms again? And another kind of a red flag, good idea to go towards the green, meaning go and get back into the tri-state neuropathy centers?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a really good question. Well, let's dive into what causes it. You know, there are four main things. I kind of added a fifth one recently, but when you think of diabetes, okay, that's something that you get and you have it, right? Your numbers can stay good. They can go bad. Now that causes neuropathy. So say we get you going, we get you 80% better, feeling great. And then all of a sudden, once you slow down on your therapy at home and all of a sudden your diabetes goes bad, all of a sudden those feet start to scream at you again. Okay. So that's something that's always kind of wanting to kill those nerves. You got chemotherapy that can cause this, right? You got a broken down back, you know, arthritis, surgeries, disc problems, that can cause it. And medication, one of the little secret ones is called cholesterol medicine or statin drugs. I mean, that's one of the top four reasons we see. And generally, people have heart conditions and they're on that. So a lot of these things that cause neuropathy are something that you're going to have your whole life. So yes, it can resurface. And the thing I said earlier, which is really nice, is when we start to work with a patient, we get aggressive, you know, we get the therapies, we're doing it frequently, depending on each case, depends on how we set it up. But whenever they get going through the program, we'll maximize those results. And like I say, most everyone gets 50 to 100% better. Then once we get them there, the best part about this thing is that we can keep it there. Okay. And what I mean by keeping it there, we can do real simple maintenance. I mean, you know how easy it is to use this system, right, Rob?
Yep.
And it's,
and I got immediate relief, and that's a fact.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of people do. And some people struggle. It's just a matter of how their body responds. But we work with patients as long as we need to. But once we get you there, doing simple maintenance with our therapies at home, we'll keep them there and keep those results there. But the good thing is if something comes up, like diabetes go bad or cancer gets, you know, you have a second bout of cancer and you have to go through chemo, the equipment that we put to the table, you own it. It's yours. So you'll be able to just jump back into it. And, you know, we can kind of redevelop plans in the future. So we were partners for life. Once we start working with a patient, we're partners forever, which is nice.
Yeah. And the thing that I love is the fact that you can go in and get a little tune up every once in a while. So you don't get yourself back up against that proverbial eight ball again. But, you know, the thing that I think, you know, you mentioned cancer, that I wish I had this generational wealth that I could be handing to my children and great grandchildren. And I could hook your wonderful docs up and send you into all of these cancer treatment centers. Mm-hmm. Because I've spent months now with my friend Joe MTC. And the thing that I remember being at the Hillman Cancer Center, wherever, Pacifist, Cranberry, Shadyside, for hours, you know, transfusions, chemo, everyone was saying, oh, the treatment's great. I'm doing good. But if it wasn't for this neuropathy.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm talking women and men in their 30s and 40s and 60s and 80s. So there must be a big connection between neuropathy and cancer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's one of the top four reasons people get it. And you're right. There are so many people out there suffering. And the oncologists are amazing. You know, they save lives.
Oh, every day.
Every day. And they do great jobs at that. But when it comes to neuropathy, they really don't know what to do except give them gabapentin, Lyrica, or Neurontin. But that's where we come in, and we can really help people with neuropathy. I had a patient. He was a young guy, very, very successful. Had a company, IT company, 250 people. He owned some sport complexes. I mean, he's very successful. And he was doing a routine checkup, and they found something odd in his blood work. So they ended up doing a little bit more testing. And here he is coming home with his family from vacation. He's got a couple kids, and he got the dreaded words, you know.
Cancer.
Got cancer. So they ended up having to do, you know, treatments on him. And this guy was full of energy, like one of those guys that you just like to be around, you know, ball of energy and positive spirit. And I meet him after, you know, when he's finishing up with his chemo. And he looked at me and he said, you know, this cancer was nothing. He goes, the chemo was nothing. He goes, this neuropathy, this has taken my life. He goes, this has taken everything from my motivation. It's stealing my personality. He goes, I would have probably rather not gone through the chemo because my feet are so bad. And you know, I hear these stories often, but, you know, when you hear somebody saying, I'd rather just have the cancer rather than get my then had this neuropathy, you know, you must be pretty bad. But we end up getting him back to living life again. His neuropathy, we got at 100%.
Listen, so I met a man who had stage 4 lung cancer. My father had it, died in 3 months. This guy has been alive because of the treatment for 10 years. And the thing he was complaining about, he said, I don't mind coming here once a week. It's nice. We get a chance to get some lunch. I meet some people who I get to, you know, start a, like a relationship with, a friendship. We go out and have dinner, what have you. He said, but this neuropathy, I can't get going. I can't get going. And a lot of people, as many people as we have reached and cured and the offices continue to grow, there are so many more people out there that need help.
There are. And every day there's more and more people getting it. I mean, the top 4 things you get when you're older is diabetes, cancer, broken down back. So you got a heart problem and they give you cholesterol medicine. You know, one of the, I mean, the, I don't have any proof of it, but I've been seeing a lot more people after the getting these vaccines seem to be getting it. And, if they had the neuropathy, it really took it into, you know, higher gear. But there are some people coming in that are perfectly healthy and end up getting one of those shots and all of a sudden their feet are tingling and numbing. But we've had great results with that, those people.
And I've heard people that have taken falls, you know, in the backyard, whatever, doing work. And then all of a sudden, a month or two later, they start getting symptoms of neuropathy.
There's a lot of reasons. I mean, there's, I can't even tell you how many things you could, I mean, just stress. I've had a woman that, you know, had a real traumatic event in her life emotionally, and she ended up with neuropathy in her fingertips. I've had people that have gone through surgery, you know, and just, I think the toxicity of the anesthesia kind of zaps the ends of those nerves. And they, I mean, there's Lyme's disease, Agent Orange, you know, the list goes on and on. But ultimately, that first visit when you come in, we need to 1,000% sure make sure you have neuropathy. If you don't, if you're not fit in our exact picture, we'll try to point you in a different direction to help you. But if you are, you can expect to get generally 50 to 100% better.
Well, listen, just so everybody knows, I can speak firsthand. People have said to me, well, I'm like 170 pounds. There's no way I could have neuropathy. That's for people that are overweight or with diabetes. Well, look, I have been overweight and now I'm at the right weight. And I had a little bit of neuropathy when I was heavy and I've had it a little bit when I've young, thinner. And you've helped me and I've had it since I was a young guy and active. So this is not one size fit. This is one size fits all. Right. Anybody can have neuropathy, young and old, thin or heavy. Don't let that fool you. It really spares no expense when it comes to changing people's lives in a bad way. Neuropathy can affect anybody listening to us right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know you go through a lot of the different testing and doctors, and, you know, I've had people say they've gone to hundreds of doctors and they're left to believe that there's nothing that they can do. But I'm telling you today, that's not true. I mean, we've helped, we're coming up on close to 12,000 people that we've been able to help, and it works. You know, this isn't Lyrica, this isn't a rotten to get you through a day. This is FDA cleared, non-invasive. It's real simple technology. Anybody can do it and it works.
All right, listen, we're going to get to a break in about a minute, but before we do, let me remind you, they're in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia. Find out everything that you need to know about them. Mary Danston, that's one word, marydanston.com. Now, for the first consultation, examination, and treatment, all free. That incredible offer. You need to call right now. Leave your information, first and last name, and a working number they can reach you during business hours. It's 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. If you know anyone who has neuropathy, please give them this info and tell them that there is hope. Let's not forget, you got to leave that message and a number that they can get back to you. Tomorrow morning, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Paulette, her success story, moments away on KDKA. My favorite part of the show, and I'm looking forward to this segment, as I always do, our third segment, Tri-State Neuropathy Center's Dr. Sean Ritchie. It's our success story. And we've got Paulette on the line. So, Paulette, let us hear your smile through the radio. So, what did they do for you at Tri-State Neuropathy Centers? And tell us how your whole journey began. Good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. They did a lot for me. Excuse me. I began about 12 to 15 years ago to have some difficulty with my feet, but the last 5 years have been nearly unbearable. It was very difficult. Occasional numbness was the beginning, tingling. My feet felt cold. They felt heavy. They felt swollen. And then I started to get stabbing electrical shocks at first, just here and there, but then more frequently. And my feet felt kind of like dead, almost heavy, like they were cemented. I had difficulty walking on any surfaces, but uneven surfaces were the worst. And I had difficulty if I was walking without sturdy shoes. I had a hard time on steps. I pounded my foot on the floor to wake it up, but it wouldn't wake up. And I often slept on a recliner in my shoes overnight because when I took off my shoes and lost the compression from those shoes, my feet hurt worse.
Wow. Hey, Paula. It's Dr. Sean. I appreciate you waking up.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for waking up and telling your story. You know, when you tell your story like that, we hear these all the time, but it always amazes me. You had to sleep in a recliner with your shoes on just to try to get some sleep, huh?
I did.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. And then, you know, my family doctor offered me medication, but I wasn't crazy about that idea. And quite frankly, neither was she. We did buy compression socks, and that helped some. Orthotics helped some. Mm-hmm. And more expensive shoes helped a little bit. But it started to be, I don't know, it started to I just to be difficult. And then eventually I ended up using a cane. I bought a cane. Right. Didn't use it all the time. But when I went to the museum with my grandson, I took it. And sometimes I'd take it to the store. And, you know, I just felt difficult to walk without it.
Right. Getting worse on you, too, over those years, huh?
Yes, it did. It progressed slowly, but it progressed for sure.
Yeah.
And my feet were always a concern, but I had pain performing. I had been with a musical ensemble for over 25 years, and we did singing and dancing entertainment, and I couldn't enjoy it as much because it was hurting me to do that. Now, we have taken a break from that right now, and it was almost good because we broke right when I started to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually I would decline any walking activity because I had to weigh the worth of being on my feet and having the pain to what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And so we went to Disney World. My biggest disappointment, I went to Disney World with my grandkids, my family, and I ended up having to spend the time in a wheelchair.
To keep up, yeah.
Yeah, it was good to be able to do that, but it certainly took a lot from the vacation.
I'm sure. Yeah, not like you used to be, being so mobile and being able to do whatever you wanted. Now you had to rely on these things, huh?
Yeah, and it just didn't feel right for me just yet. So, but I heard a commercial on KDKA with a woman, said her name was Mary, and she seemed to tell a story that sounded to me like a miracle. It was quite inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because when I went to the office, I actually met her. And we have become friends, and I have just told her my last visit. She inspired me.
Oh, she definitely pays it forward from the heart, and I know you guys connected. I love to see that, you know, whenever you get the results and you trust it, and you did good, though. You did good. I remember one day you came in and you had that look on your face, and I'm like, she's starting to feel it, and you said that I had a weird thing happen to me, and I said, what was that? And you said, I was sitting on the couch with my socks on. And you said, I moved my toes and I felt my socks.
Yes, I felt my socks, I felt my shoes. There was no feeling for the longest time.
Right.
But in maybe 2 weeks of treatment, I felt a lot better. In fact, when I came in, I even said, I hope I'm not thinking myself into this, but I truly feel this is working. And by the fourth week, I was able to visit my daughter in Maine, and one of the things I wanted to do there was I love the beach, and I wanted to see a rocky beach because I usually just see sandy beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And they took us to a rocky beach, and I have pictures that I think I brought into you that I'm walking on a rocky beach. And it was just the greatest joy because I didn't think I was going to be able to do that.
And
it was wonderful.
Yes, that was, funny, we were talking that, you know, I had gone to Maine and I had no idea, you know, sandy beaches versus rocky beaches. So when you showed me those pictures, I was impressed that you were able to do that. But when I got up there and saw how difficult it was to get around there, I was very impressed, actually, Paulette.
Well, I didn't do it all day long, but I did do it. And to me, that was quite an accomplishment. And it was something that I had really hoped to do. So it was something that kind of filled a bucket list for me, really.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So now I can shop for groceries and clothing, which is probably hard for my husband to say. But, and I'm going to the beach in September. Amen. And I am ready to actually walk the boardwalk.
Oh, I love it. I love hearing stories like that. We always like to set goals, and getting you back to doing the things that you love is the biggest one. And so where do you think you're at?
Okay.
When we first started, 0% to 100%, where do you think you are?
Well, I think when we talked, you had said I was pretty low. I had some zeros, but mm-hmm. I had some higher numbers as well. And it does vary from day to day, but it never went away. And now I feel that I'm probably about 85 to 90%, but I'm not done. Right. And I can still treat. And I will treat, because if you don't put in the work, I don't know that you'll get the results.
Without a doubt.
But, you know, it's something that I want to do because I want to keep living. I'm just enjoying being able to walk. I tell my family that all the day, every day, my feet are better, my feet are better.
Oh, that's so great. And you're right. You know, we went through that first phase of that 90 days and, you know, 85, 90% better. And like you said, you had to put the work in, and you did, and it was done mostly at home, which was good, but we got to see your mm-hmm. smiling face at the office a couple times. But
well, that was great.
Yeah, and now we can keep working at it. We'll try to shoot for that 100% and just keep you living life like you love to do.
I would love to do that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much, my dear, for coming and making this morning great for people to hear your story. And I've always appreciated when you and your husband come in. You guys are always good spirits.
Well, you're always very friendly, and it's easy to go to that office. It's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, we've got Mary paying it forward, right?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Exactly.
Have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. Okay.
Thanks, Paulette. Bye-bye.
You know, I've often said these people sound like they're from Central Casting because they're so good. They sound like they're an actor or an actress. But you know what? I just put my finger on it when she was talking, and there was no script there. That was just you and her interacting.
Mm-hmm.
They're so excited to get relief from neuropathy, they'll tell anybody, any place, anytime, middle of a traffic light, if the windows roll down the car next door, they'll just start talking if somebody says, have you ever heard of neuropathy, okay? I think it's just the sheer joy of getting cured.
Yeah.
That's why these people are all so good.
Well, you're getting your life back, just like we talk about, you know? Just like she said, she's, you know, being able to walk on a rocky beach with her grandkids or, you know, go shopping, you know, simple things like that that was starting to be stolen from her, and she's got a lot of life to live.
Let me tell you, wisdom of an older gentleman. Somebody takes your life away for 10, 15 years,
mm-hmm.
just the sun shining in the morning is a big deal. But when mm-hmm. now you can actually step out into the sunlight and walk or walk a beach because of what you're doing, that makes a real difference in someone's life.
Yeah, it makes going to work a fun day for me.
Absolutely. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, MaryDansden.com, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, and Weirton, West Virginia. Now I have people doing to you what they do to me when it comes to Coons Market. Wherever I'm out and about, when are they going to bring a Coons Market here? Are they going to bring one of those Coons Markets here? Now it's, are they going to bring one of these Tri-State Neuropathy Centers here? Are you going to continue to expand?
Well, we are. We are. We have some areas that we're looking at. We're trying to grow, but it's growing so fast, and you know, trying to keep up. Sometimes it's hard, but being able to help as many people as we can is our goal for sure.
And really, this is the only way to do this, because people from West Virginia, some of them can't even drive a car anymore because of neuropathy, so mm-hmm. they're not coming to Wexford.
Right.
So you've got to bring this scientific technology to them.
Right. And that's the whole thought process. I mean, there's a lot of people that can't drive anymore because of neuropathy, but their mobility is definitely affected. So being able to open more offices and offer them local solutions is what our goal is.
You realize there's somebody right now drinking a cup of coffee if they got out to their front porch and they're angry because they can't cut their grass.
Mm-hmm.
They can't pull the weeds. They can't trim their shrubs because their footing, the sledding is so bad because they can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take their trash to the curb. I mean, that's horrible. It's life-altering.
It's every story I hear every day.
All right, don't forget, the first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. They're in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Polden, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, marydansden.com, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Make the bad stories go away. Let's get some good news, and let's give you some great news on how they can cure you from neuropathy when we get back. One more segment today. Here's Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, KDKA Radio. Good morning. All right, listen, Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, one of the things that has to be frustrating to you, often imitated but never duplicated, and we've had success because you get results, but it seems as though there are a lot of people now talking about curing neuropathy, and people aren't getting good results. Forget about promoting your brand. People understand you're the real deal, but that's got to be frustrating because you've done so much to help so many. And the reason, because you want people to get better. And when you hear stories of people who have spent money and gone places, and then they finally ended up at your place where they're getting results, you hated to see them have it a week longer, a year longer, and more importantly, the financial commitment that they had to make. So you're just hoping people will give you that opportunity only for the fact that you know and you've seen it get done and get results. But you're going to give them that consultation, examination, and treatment, the first visit, all free. We're just hoping people try us before they try anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see that there's people out there trying to address neuropathy. I mean, it's a devastating disease, and I feel bad for these people that are out there suffering. But, you know, we've been here for a decade. You know, we've seen close to 12,000 patients. And I think one of the most difficult things when I first started was to know who a qualified candidate was. You know, like if they would come in with certain symptoms that may match it. But you really learn from, you know, trial and error, like who are the good candidates and who aren't. So, you know, we've been really having the experience with our five docs, our eight offices, and we always bounce things off of each other. So we know who are going to get results and then who aren't. And that's one of the most important things. But then secondly, it becomes the technology that we use. You know, we have a lot of different components to our program, but there's one main one. It's called low level light therapy. And since we started, we were one of the first in the country doing this. We've befriended the electrical engineer that has designed the most powerful lights on the market. And there's nowhere in Pittsburgh that has this technology except for us. And I can go into the science and how the refracting angles are better, and the frequencies change, and how your body doesn't accommodate to the newer technologies versus the old technologies. But what it comes down to is it is the most easiest and most powerful lights on the market. And that's why we're successful. And that's the most important thing. And the great thing is you get to take it home. And I don't care how old you are or how immobile you are, you can do this technology. I mean, it's as easy as setting your foot on the ground and let the magic start to happen. And that's what we do. You know, we've been very adamant about who's a good candidate, because we have an over 90 to 95% success rate of getting you 50 to 100% better, because we only accept who we know we can help. We turn people away all the time. On a daily basis, we'll turn people away and try to give them. I just had a lady that came in and she had a back issue that was more of a large nerve fiber problem versus a small nerve fiber. And, you know, I was able to direct her to a good place to help her with that. So yeah, it's nice to see that there are people out there trying to help. But I just know that our technology is far better than any other thing out there on the market. And we're able to be the most accurate on who are the best candidates for our program.
Listen, 12,000 people can't be wrong. And
right.
The thing of it is, we can promote it, but the end result, word of mouth is what seals the deal for people. When somebody comes up or they're sitting side by side getting treatment and they see results, that's as good as gold, 24 karat gold. When you hear these stories like Paulette and others, that lets people know that the success ratio is off the charts, and it seems like it's getting better and better and better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're right. It is. I mean, the technology is always advancing. I mean, when I first started in 2013 to now, I mean, it's evolved tremendously. And I know like a lot of technologies that are being used today in the local area are what I used back in 2013. And it's just not even in comparison. So, It's just great to be always ahead of the game, you know, using the best technologies, being involved with the people that are still always improving it. I mean, they're still working on things right now to try and improve it, shorten terms, increase intensities. And so, yeah, we're always ahead of the game on that stuff.
And here's the other thing. Neuropathy continues to rear its ugly head in various aspects of day-to-day life. There is new ideas and thought processes every day on what's causing neuropathy, mm-hmm. things that we don't even know, that evil enemy, that monster that's out there lurking, that can cause people to go down that dark hallway. So treatment's going to be necessary for generations to come. And again, it's just not for people going through cancer treatment or diabetes or have some sort of accident to their spine. There are just a litany of reasons why people are getting this every day.
Yeah, it's for sure. I mean, when I look at the journeys, I hear them. I could probably write the script before they even start telling me the story of they've, you know, like Paulette was saying, started in numb toes, and then it kind of works, and then it rolls into the tingling, the pins and needles, the stabbing, the hot burning sensation. That's just the way it goes, and they start to talk to their PCPs, and they start to put the... they listen, but they don't do anything until you start saying about the pain. And then they do the test. They do an EMG that assesses large nerve fibers, which isn't what neuropathy is. It's the small nerve fibers that we treat. And they just go through that journey and just end up on medication while it gets worse. And that's what I like to try and stop a person from doing. You know, come to us and we can diagnose you within that first visit and say you are a candidate or you are not. If you are, you can expect to, you know, be able to get 50 to 100% better. And the best part, like you even asked earlier, can it resurface? We can teach you how to maintain that the rest of your life, which is awesome.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea, just to give people the ability to take care, self-heal, and keep going down that road that is life. It's a journey at times, but why do you want to go through it dealing with neuropathy? All right, final minute or so, it's all yours. Just give them the once-over, what you do, who you are, and then I'll throw in that special offer. Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers.
If you're out there and you know somebody that has it, most everybody seems to, please let them know that there is hope, because they are out there looking. They are suffering every day, and it's only getting worse on them. The sooner we can catch it, the better off it is. I was super skeptical. I started 10 years ago, never thought it would work. We're coming up on 12,000 people with 8 offices, and it works.
Call this Sunday morning right now. Don't put it off. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. That's right. The first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Leave that message, first and last name and a working number. They can reach you during business hours. They will call you tomorrow for a Monday. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. Doc, thank you.
Thank you.